Welcome to the Wine Over Matter podcast. I'm Laura.
And I'm Steph. Thanks for joining us for another Wine Wednesday, where we talk weekly about everything going on in our lives, from weight loss, relationships, dating, pop culture, and so much more.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, Laura.
I want to apologize to everyone right now. If you hear saws or sanders or stuff going on in the background, it doesn't seem like it's too loud to us, but who knows what gets picked up on this mic. But we got a little bit of work going on at the house today.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy. We're not being chased by a chainsaw or anything. Just some renovations over here at Laura's.
Yeah, Jeff's working on some stuff for our gate in the backyard. And then we have it was supposed to start this weekend, but next weekend our backyard landscaping, pavers for the deck, all that stuff is going to start getting worked on.
So exciting.
So hopefully in the next 3 weeks or so, our backyard will no longer be a pool surrounded by dirt.
I'm so excited for you guys, because I feel like when you first moved into this house, you had like a list of like things you wanted to do and like prioritize the order or whatever. Yeah. And I feel like you've gotten through a lot of those things recently.
We have gotten through a lot. The backyard has been definitely like a lot longer of a project than we expected, because it was pretty large sticker shock on all of these things. Like when we started getting estimates for things, and there was a lot of like issues with our backyard. Like when we realized like the house sloped towards the house. So like when it would rain, the water, like you're supposed to have it where the water like slopes away from your house. Cause then you're just getting water settling on your house. It's damaging for the house. And so there was like no drainage in the backyard. Yikes. So we had to like rip up cement and bricks and stuff to put in a whole drainage system back here. And so we had all the new cement put in, but then everything else. So I'm excited to finally have grass, because you know what grass means?
What?
A puppy.
Hey! I'm so excited. Like, I mean, updates to come in the future with that.
Like all Jeff and I have talked about like since living together is like, we can't wait to get a dog, but like we lived in like a small townhouse, no yard or anything. So it was always like, when we buy a house, we'll get a dog right away. And then it was like, we've had the house now for a year almost. And it's like, we don't have a dog yet. And that's like killing us. But hopefully, I would think 2021 is the year of the pup.
I can't wait. Do you have dog names picked out? You don't have to say
that.
Not
really. It's like, me and Jeff have a very different, like, I am so big on, I like hilarious, like, human names.
Okay. Like, what's a hilarious human name? Like Bob or something?
Yeah. Or like, oh God, now I just drew a blank. But like, yeah, Peter.
Old man name.
Like, Frank, get over here. Yeah. Like, and then where Jeff is totally like,
he wants like a name out of like a Marvel movie or something.
So then I was like, well, can we compromise and do like a person name? Like, we're not naming our dog Hulk, but like, can we name it like somebody? Well, so Jeff always wanted to, this is actually a hilarious joke with, well, it's not probably hilarious to anyone else, but I'm going to tell it anyway. But like, Jeff has always wanted to name his next dog Pepper.
Aww.
Like Pepper was like, but only I knew that. And then his brother and sister-in-law got a dog last summer and named her Pepper.
Was he crushed?
He was so mad.
He was like, mourning. He's like, yeah. I can't name my dog Pepper.
So he was like, when we get a dog, we're going to name it after one of their kids.
Oh my God, that'd be so funny.
For Pepper number two. But so I was like, but Pepper actually is the name of Iron Man's wife.
Oh.
And so I was like, well, why don't we, if we got a boy dog, we can name it Tony after Iron Man. He's like, why can't we just name our dog Iron Man? I was like, because I'm not naming my dog Iron Man.
That sounds like such a Jeff. Like, if Jeff was solo getting a dog, like, he would name his dog Iron Man.
Yeah, he would be good with, like, Spike or Spot, and I'm like,
or like, want, like, Jeff, the dog's name is going to be Tony. Like, what he wears on the collar is going to be a name, and if you want to call him
Iron Man,
have at it, but the actual registered name
is Tony. Yeah.
Oh my God, that cracks me up.
So, as soon as the backyard's done, I think we're finally going to, and, like, things are kind of opening back up here, so it's like, I think everyone, like, that wants to get vaxxed is vaxxed.
Yep.
And it's, we're going to finally like plan to like have our housewarming party this summer.
That's
going to
be so fun.
And so much of our family haven't been here yet. Like our like close friends have obviously seen the place, but like there's so many people we want to invite over.
Just like an open house. Like, everybody exactly. come over and see. Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. So
once the backyard's done, we'll be picking a date for that. And
exciting.
Hopefully not while you're in Washington.
I know. I'm going to, like, set. Okay, to be fair, I don't even know if it can happen while I'm gone. Because weekend one, Father's Day. You guys are already busy.
Yeah.
Weekend two is a possibility. Don't do it. And weekend three is 4th of July. Are you really going to do something over 4th of July?
No, weekend? Because Jeff's brother turns 40 that weekend, so we already are doing a party
that weekend. Yeah, so that middle weekend that I'm gone, don't you dare think about that weekend.
And I actually think we actually have planned. Oh, no, those plans are Father's Day weekend. Yeah, don't worry. It's not going to be. It'll be. Because that's already. We would have to be sending out invites like this second.
But not only that, like so, with you guys in your pool in Southern California, like summer, like when you think summer starts like after Memorial Day weekend, but not really in Southern California. Like we still get like that June gloom. It's not super. It doesn't really, really, really get warm in summer here until July.
Yeah.
And then we get summer sometimes until Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah. I mean, there has been like 90 degree Thanksgivings.
It's crazy. Easily. Like there's been Thanksgivings where I've been like sweating. Yeah. Like, I'm like,
and you want to dress all fall and cute, yeah. like boots and sweaters, and it's like, nope, shorts and flip flops.
Yes, California our weather and seasons weird, yeah. are very weird, and you can't ever tell like how long is summer gonna last. Like sometimes it's quick, and sometimes it drags out forever.
Yeah. So now that I know backyard doesn't even start till next weekend, which is Memorial Day weekend, so are they even gonna be here next weekend? I don't know, but they said next weekend. So yeah, I think you're in the clear. I don't think the party will be happening until mid-July at the earliest.
I would be zooming in or something to the party.
I haven't asked Jeff yet, but I want to have a taco guy.
Taco guys are my absolute favorite at a party. Too. Like when you know they're just parked there and anytime you need a refill on food, you just go get another taco. Oh, they're the best ever.
Yeah, so we just went to brunch right now at we mentioned this place in our very first episode.
They still haven't sponsored us, and we're a little crushed about it.
But Malibu Farm, so good.
Oh, my God.
And it's just so nice. It was, like, beautiful weather, and it's just, like, it is clear that things are just getting back to normal
things
here.
Things feel so normal. It's so weird. So our governor in California said that the state is aiming for a full reopening by June 15th. So by the time this episode airs... Like, yes.
Probably a week or two later after this
A week or two
airs.
Later. And I mean, that means full reopening at like 100% capacity at things. No masks. Gyms open. Concerts going again. All of the things. And when he had first said that, it was a while ago. And I was like, I can see it, but I also can't see it. And then just being out and about recently has been like, oh no, like things are like people still wear masks. Like California is really good about that. Yeah. Like you watch TikTok videos of like people in stores raising hell. And I'm like, I've never seen that.
Me either.
And people are just like respectful for the most part here. Like it or not, they just, you know, do their part. But I mean, I went out last night to a brewery and I was, you know, I was there for many, many hours and I... was there long enough for the security guard to come around and tell us it was the last call. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm here at the last call. I haven't been out at last call, like shut down the place. It's in like probably a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, so even same thing for us. We didn't stay till last call. Actually, we kind of did because we went out for date night last night. It was so nice. We went and had dinner at this local barbecue spot called Smoked. It was like delicious.
I still want to go there.
Oh my God. They have a candied bacon.
I
love a good menu where it's like, yeah, your meal comes with like two sides and like we have 20 sides.
Yes.
So Jeff and I were like, okay, we're going to get four different sides.
And then you can all split.
So we can share like a little of everything. But one of their sides is a candied bacon that's like dessert. Like it's like super like brown they must like do something
like a glaze.
In like a brown sugary glaze and then it has like tons of like pepper on
oh my
it and
gosh
stuff. Oh, so good
sounds
anyways
insane.
Not the point of this episode but candied bacon so good so we went there and then we were gonna like go like hit up a brewery or a bar or something and then there's that brewery me and you really like 1886 next door. It's like more of like a restaurant. It's not like a total local brewery but they have like in the front outdoor area It's like for if you're just waiting to get in the restaurant, or you can just like get a drink, and they have a little bar set up out there.
Nice.
And we were just going to have one drink and sit there for a bit. And it was so like just the hustle and bustle again. And just so many people just like walking around with their dogs and their kids. And it just felt so good. So
normal. Yes.
And we're going to have one drink and then another gin and tonic and another gin and tonic. And we ended up sitting there for almost 4 hours. They were rolling the bar back into the restaurant. they were like, if you want another drink, you just need to go inside kind of thing. We're like, no, we should probably go.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
It's so nice.
So nice. And I mean, I keep seeing like more and more how when you go out, how crowded things are getting too. Mm-hmm. Like for the most part lately, when you go out, like there's not long waits places or you need reservations. It's not even an option to show up a lot of places. And that's starting to change. It's starting to be like a normal, like if you go out on a Friday night, it's feeling like a Friday night. Like you're going to have to wait. Sorry, it's a Friday night.
Yeah.
And so just getting back into that, like it's kind of a bummer in some aspects. You're like, oh, I kind of got used to like, you know, it not being crowded places. Well, and now it's.
And I feel like 6 months ago, it was at a point where it was like, I was like, I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think we are going to be doing this through all of 2021. Like,
yes.
I just didn't see an end in sight. So it's like super nice and refreshing to feel like, oh my God.
There
like,
is an end in sight.
Our life is like going to go back to normal. And I think of all of these fun things I'm excited about with that. Like, I've been a very good mask wearer. I've been all about it. Do I love wearing them? Absolutely not. Am I excited that I'm fully vaxxed and I'm about to be in a stage where I don't have to wear them all the time this summer. Stoked.
Stoked. Like I, same thing. Like I have worn the mask. I don't, just like anybody else, don't love it. It's like when you're hot, you're sweaty, you can't breathe, but you do it. And I can't wait for that too.
But there is a downfall to this.
There is a downfall.
We've been getting some emails.
Work emails, return to work plans. And Laura's actually known a little bit more about her return to work plan than I have. So do you want to just share a little bit about your plan?
From the latest that we got, I got another. They've been big on sending updates on Fridays at like 4:58.
So nobody can respond to complaints.
So nobody, everyone has the weekend to cool off about it. No, but so like, I think basically everybody who they're doing everything in tiers. So there's like the super important people need to be on campus. They're like bringing back now. And then starting in July, they're expanding that to another tier. I'm pretty sure I fall into a place where I'm not going to have to go back till August.
Nice.
But my boss had mentioned July. So either or, but I don't think it's going to be more than 2 days. Like she's making it seem like I'm going to be going back 2-3 at the very most. Hopefully through this year.
That would be amazing.
There's obviously the aspects I miss of going into work. I don't miss my commute and I don't miss like just being able to be home and like doing things around the house on my lunch and things like that. Like, and sleeping in till 7:30.
Exactly.
Like, so those are the things that like I definitely will miss about it. But they've also made it seem like they're going to be giving like a telecommuting like plan where like, I might be able to do that forever.
That would be amazing. That's, like, the dream. So. And they have not talked about forever at my job. However, I don't think it's off the table. I just don't think that's something they're talking about right now. But, yeah, I just found out this week that we are also doing a phased approach. And I will have to be going in, I don't know how many days. Like, I have a large office. Basically, what was told to us is by August 2nd, every department on campus has to be open 2 days a week at 50% capacity, I think. So we have a pretty big department. And if you only have to be open twice a week, like I would think I'm not going to be on campus during that time for more than 1 or 2 days a week. And then it's slowly like the next month, it goes up to 4 days a week at however capacity. And then by October, they're saying 5 days a week at 70 to 100 capacity. Mm-hmm. So I, even what that means, I don't know. There's a lot of like unknowns still, but all I do know is that by August in some capacity, once or twice a week, I'm assuming I will have to be going into the office. And I feel all the same things that you do. The commute, the waking up early, the having to go back to like spending a Sunday or part of a Sunday, grocery shopping, meal planning, meal prepping.
Yeah.
Just so I can't just go to work and not bring my lunch and my breakfast snacks to work and expect that I'm going to do well.
Yeah. I agree.
So that part of it, I'm like, ugh, it's just so easy when you're home.
Because I think the big thing is they want by August, like, every office needs to be open 5 days a week.
Okay.
My office, our department, we have five of us. So
one day a week.
Yeah, ideally, yeah.
Exactly.
But I think my boss wants to make sure she sees everybody once a week. So she's going to be there probably 3-4 days a week at least. Okay. But I think we definitely, like, we have the coverage for if she wanted to go in 3 or 4 days a week, everybody else did 2-3 days a week, like, there would be perfect amount of stagger where
exactly
we'd be fine. But it's going to be hard. Like, I can't imagine being there and, like, being the one who has to, like, answer phones all day and stuff. Like, no. That sucks.
That does suck.
I'm hoping that it's 2 or 3 people when I'm there and
yeah,
kind of all share that, because I don't usually ever have to answer phones exactly unless it's my specific phone. But
have you had to answer the phones from home during this time?
Nope.
Oh.
We have only, so if anybody calls me, so we never did anything where we got our phones linked up.
Gotcha.
So if somebody calls and leaves me a voicemail, the voicemail gets sent to my email. And then I just call them back from my cell phone.
Okay. That makes sense.
So, and I get a voicemail once a week, maybe.
Okay.
And I'd say if they send me, like, or if they leave me their email or I know who they are, I'll email them instead. If it's something I can email about. Cause I don't like calling people from my cell phone.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's just been a big change too. Like, I work in an admissions and records office where we talk to students all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that shift from always talking to students in person or on the phone to students now knowing, like, we have chat and email and, like, it's way quicker mm-hmm. to get a response that way. I think, like, going forward, there's just going to be a lot of changes in the workplace with how you've dealt with whoever your customers are. For me, it's students, you know?
Well, you know what I also realized, like, and I don't know how much this is going to, I'm in a lot of meetings with just, like, different people around campus where I'm like, okay, if we're going to be doing like this, a lot of people are like, meetings are all going to be, like, you're going to be able to meet in person, but they're always going to be Zooming for them too.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's always going to be somebody who isn't going
to
be working
on campus.
And that
allows that person to be there. Yes, I agree.
So I think Zoom is not going anywhere for our jobs. I think that's going
to
be...
It's here to stay.
Which means...
If only we would have known to invest in Zoom before 2020.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. We were watching... So I've been watching Silicon Valley right now with Jeff. And in that show, I don't remember exactly when it started, but I mean... It was on 5 or 6 seasons, and I want to say it's been on, like, the last, like, 10 years. So this was, like, probably 5-6 years ago. They were, like, making fun of Zoom. And I was like...
You're like, how ironic. You should, like, find that clip and post
so
it.
So funny. I was like, they were, like, totally bashing on it. And I was like, if only we would have known.
If only, like...
You know who hates themselves? Skype. Like, Skype was the guy in the game for so many years. Like, this is the person that should have, like... been all on top of this. And it's like, nope, Zoom was the guy who, like, came through for the businesses. And...
That is so funny.
But
oh,
you
want to
know what I'm saddest that we didn't take the most advantage about?
What?
I know we said we weren't going to do it, but I really wish we would have gone to Disneyland while they still had the capacity restrictions, because it's going to end up being so crazy.
Well, I think, like, when we went, we were just like, ugh, there was nowhere to sit. It was hot. The mask, they're super strict with the mask there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just walk around and be drinking your drink.
Yeah.
And so I think we were just, like, kind of turned off to, like, the experience. And so we're like, no, we don't need to go. But now seeing, like, people that we do know that have gone and hearing how great it is. And, like, it's so easy to get on rides and everything. It's like, man, why did we not do that?
And now they're going to be reopening to capacity. Well, I'm wondering, because, like, the state's reopening, but a business still has the choice to
and have I would think they're not going to open at 100% right away.
Yeah. But I saw, like, they already announced, like, first weekend, like, I think July 2nd, they're, like, opening the other hotels and stuff. So it's, like, I think they're, like, getting ready to, like, get at it this summer, but...
Yeah, things are going full speed into normal here. I don't know about if it is where you guys live, but full speed into normal is, like, exciting but overwhelming at the same time, just because it's been so long since we've seen normal. It's just, like, it seemed like there would be, like, a more gradual transition into normal, and it doesn't feel gradual. It just feels like we were given a date and boom, like,
yeah,
everything's, like, going back to normal. It's just, it felt very, like, overwhelming.
Yeah. So what's going on with... MBM.
MBM. Mr. Boss Moves.
I almost said his actual initials, and I was like, wait, nope.
Things on Mr. Boss away. Moves are going good still. We're recording only a few days after the last time.
I know. There's not really an update, but I know that people want to know, so.
There's no huge update other than, like, things are still going good, and, like, biggest 2021 turn on. He's fully vaxxed now.
Way to go, Mr. Boss Moves.
I'm like,
proud of you.
It's seriously, like, the funniest thing. Like, when you're like, I text Laura, I'm like, he's vaccinated. Like, he just got his second dose. He got his second dose of the vaccine yesterday. So, A, being in the dating game and knowing, like, you don't know who you're going to be dating. So, you're like, are they an anti-vaxxer? Are they?
Well, and
so,
I remember in the beginning, like, you don't want to be, like, super, like, are you getting vaccinated? Yes. Like, so I know it was, like, you weren't, like, sure. But he knew you had gone. Because, like, you guys had already started dating when we got our second one, I think.
Yes, I had already gotten my first, and I got my second one while we were already dating. So he knew I was vaccinated, and I just think it's funny. I'm like, if COVID didn't exist, but like I got this excited that he got a flu shot every year. So it would be so weird. You'd be like, why are you excited that the guy you're dating has a flu shot or like some other thing, you know? But you're like, it's such a big deal that he like is vaccinated. It's like never did I imagine myself like. Having, like, a category of, like, are they vaccinated or not? Oh. But I'm, like, huge turn on. So. But speaking of that, I also, speaking of dating and being vaccinated, there was an article in a conversation going around this week about the White House partnering with dating apps.
Uh-huh.
So the Biden administration is partnering with dating apps to add a badge to your dating profile that says you're vaccinated.
Interesting.
And but also so smart. It's just kind of funny. It's like, okay, Joe, like, who thought of this?
Joe. I think it's like, I mean, it makes sense. I think that's just like something super popular right now. I know like you had mentioned that early, like, during online dating last year, they had like, you could mark like you're COVID conscious, willing to meet, like video dates only. Like you could kind of get like a gauge of like where people were at.
Yes.
So you could like know, like you could kind of get an idea like how.
Yeah. Like if you were doing the most situation. Or if you weren't doing anything, if you were like home and only comfortable with video dates, but then you came across this guy that like, we'll go out on a date. You're like, that's probably not going to work because I'm not comfortable with it. So yeah, it was nice during the pandemic to have like, you already knew somebody's comfort level without even really having to ask.
Yeah.
But this is kind of, I think it's cool. I think it's promoting the vaccine, which is a good thing to do. I think as many places that can promote it as possible are good. But the only unfortunate part, and I don't really know how to avoid, like how they would avoid this, like they're not in the field of like, and with FERPA and everything, not FERPA, that's college, HIPAA. Uh-huh. FERPA's education. I use that term a lot. So HIPAA, I don't know that dating apps could get in the business of please upload your vaccination card. So that's what
I was
going to
ask. I was like, it's going to be just like honor system
it's
then?
It's honor system. So okay. You can mark, yes, I'm vaccinated.
Do you think there's people that are like just... Do you think anybody's going to lie about being vaccinated?
I kind of don't because here's the thing. It's so polar opposite. Like there's not a huge middle ground. It's pretty much just I'm vaccinated and I'm like, I saw this funny meme recently where it was like, how are we ever going to tell if you're vaccinated? And it was basically like vaccinated people will tell you. And that is like a very true thing. Oh, I know.
They're like categorizing us with like vegans, CrossFitters,
gluten-free.
Like... they always say, like, how do you know somebody does CrossFit? Oh, they'll tell you when you meet them. Like,
and so I think the people that don't want to get vaccinated, like, the majority of the people
feel strongly about not.
So why are they going to put that they're vaccinated when they're against it? Like, I think it's going to be a very clear who are you on the totem pole. Not the totem pole, but on the vaccinated or higher. Just letting you know. But where are you on the vaccination pole? Let's put it there. Like, I don't think there's going to be a reason to lie. Like...
Yeah.
I just don't see it. I think vaccinated people are going to seek out other vaccinated people and unvaccinated people are probably going to, like, I think, I don't know. I don't know how to word it other than that. Can you lie? Yes. I think people are going to lie?
I think it's going to be such a small percentage.
I think so too. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do think that's really cool. I just think, I don't know that Joe Biden, and I don't think it was him. I think it's somebody in his administration or a team or something. But I don't think he ever thought it was going to be on his radar going into a presidency to have to partner with dating apps or something. So it's just kind of funny. I thought it was hilarious.
I lost my train of thought.
I was like waiting for what you were gonna say. I'm like, yes, Laura, like what were you gonna say?
This is why I'm not good at the podcast. I forget what I'm thinking like half the time.
We're also a little bit in a food coma, so we're like,
that's totally. Really quick, do you watch have you like ever been a Bachelor watcher?
I've watched like an episode here or there, but I cannot get into The Bachelor.
Ugh, so you've like never watched a whole season before?
Never.
How do I get you to watch the next season?
I could try.
I just feel like it's so cheesy
and so like,
oh, it's the worst freaking show ever, but I love it. Although I don't know how this next season's gonna be, but I want us to have a reality. You don't watch enough trashy television.
I don't watch enough TV, period. It's really bad. I need to start watching TV.
I just watch a lot of Bravo. And that's about it.
I miss Bravo. I need Bravo in my life again.
Oh, I watch it so much. I love it. Okay, well then, never mind. We won't even get into The Bachelor.
There's going to be a lot of sad people that probably wish we would.
I know. I love The Bachelor. Anyways, let's take a quick break. Let's hear a word from our sponsor. We'll be back. We want to tell you about Slim Chillers. These adult frozen cocktails and shooters are without all of those unforgiving calories, but still taste great.
We are talking Slim Shooters that are only 20 calories and come in 5 great flavors like raspberry lemonade and coconut lime. They don't need to be frozen, come in a pack of 30, and are great for parties and tailgates.
They also have a cream variety that are made with real cream and feature 6 delicious flavors at only 60 calories each. My personal favorite, oatmeal cookie.
Besides Slim Shooters, they offer 100-calorie vodka skinny freezers and 114-calorie wine freezers, too. I can't wait to try the blackberry pomegranate sangria.
Slim Chillers are available at select retailers, including Target, BevMo, and Walmart. Visit slimchillers.com to purchase or to find a retailer near you. Must be 21 to purchase. Please enjoy responsibly. And we're back. All right, so there was one of our listeners, her name is like LaLaura Jeanette. In the very, very like first week of us like announcing the podcast, she had like told us, like, we were like asking like, what are the kind of things you guys want us to talk about? Things like that. She had mentioned like having female friendships in your 30s, making friends, maintaining friends, like letting go of old friendships, things like that. Since then, we've had this conversation come up a lot in our Facebook group. Mm-hmm. I know there's been a couple topics about that. About just girls being like, how the hell do you guys make friends? And then also, I think, like, it was asked, like, 2 more times, like, in the times we've done, like, Q&A type things yes. on our Instagrams. So we thought, let's talk a little bit about friendships in your 30s.
Yeah, I think this is a very relevant topic because not everybody just has friends that they've had for life. And, like, that is how it is. Like, people move, friendships change, you're busy yeah. at work, whatever. So making friends in your 30s is not easy.
Yeah, and I think we've kind of, like, I feel like the main thing we've touched on when we have talked about this just randomly in other episodes is, like, that basically me and you, like, all of our newer friends we have are all from Instagram.
Which sounds so crazy, but again, goes back to, like, okay, we're not just a random page on Instagram. We yeah. are part of an Instagram community of yeah. people that follow the same kinds of people. Yes. So is it still weird? Maybe. But we're part of a community yeah. and it makes it a little bit less scary to meet people too.
Well, and this isn't even the first of my online meeting. So I used to have a wedding blog. Did you know that?
No.
I had a wedding blog back in when I was first engaged. So
God.
I want to say I started my blog in 08 or 09. 08 or 09.
Okay.
It was called With This Ring, Ivy Blog.
Cute.
And it changed, like, then after I got married, I changed the name to Happy Hour with a Housewife. And cute. I was like, had like my blog that I did for, and it was when blogs were like
a thing,
super popular. I feel like Instagram kind of,
yeah,
when Instagram became popular, it was, which I love because sometimes it was so hard to like come up with like long blog content. Yeah. Where, like, with an Instagram, I just need a picture and a caption and I'm good.
Done.
But, point of this. Oh, so there was like a blogging community I was a part of and it was called Wedding Bee. And I met a lot of girls through that. And then I had like that I've just been online and there's numerous ones that I've been online friends with for years. I've met a few of them. Like there's 3 girls. One lives in Canada. Ones that I talk to regularly. I have one on the East Coast. I have one in Wisconsin. I have one in Canada. I've met all of them And we've like, and then I have like close like ones too. Like there's this girl, Jamie. She's one of our listeners. Hi, Jamie. And she lives like 30 minutes away.
That's so awesome.
And so like, there's just these girls that I met through the blogging community like over 10 years ago. And then, so that was like kind of, and I remember that was always like so weird, like to people then. I feel like it's a little less weird now.
Totally.
But, yeah, I feel like so a lot of my newer friendships have all been through the online community.
I agree. And it made me feel a little bit less nervous when I... So the first time I met somebody from Instagram was at a meetup. So there were a bunch of people there. It's not, it wasn't a one-on-one. And just the feeling of being already being a part of a community and following all the people in the community and blah, blah, blah. Like, it made it feel a little bit less weird meeting people. But I really think, like, I think in order, like, if you want to make friends, you have to, like, come to the realization that you're not going to meet friends doing what you've been doing. Like, if you haven't been meeting friends, you got to
put yourself out there. And you have to put yourself in kind of, like, some, like, awkward, uncomfortable situations. Yeah. Especially if you're not a super, like...
Like, my first meetup, I said I was going, and then back and forth in my own mind a million times was, like, I need to say I'm, like, busy and I can't go or something. And it was, like, no. At that point, I was, like... I want to make more friends. I want to put myself more into this community. Like, you have to go. Just go. Like, I had no excuse not to go except in my mind feeling like it was nerve-wracking going and meeting all these girls. But, yeah, it is putting yourself out there. It's going to be uncomfortable at first. Are you going to go to a meetup with 20 people and be everybody's best friend? No. But everybody's nice at these meetups. Yeah. And you might click with one or two. Sure. Three people, and that's how friendships grow. You're not going to be everybody's best friend. You don't gravitate towards everybody, and everybody doesn't gravitate towards you. That's just the way.
And I think it's hard. Like, I think if you have just like a personal Instagram page where you don't have one where you're like trying to like have like an influencer page where you're
or even just sharing WWE stuff.
So I think it's hard to like fight. So I think if you're not feeling like there's a community that you can easily like meet with in on Instagram, there's so many community Facebook groups.
Our Facebook community is awesome.
Like, I mean, I have, like, there's a podcast that I follow called For Crying Out Loud. They have a Facebook group with probably 2,500, 3,000, like, followers. I've been in that group now since it started at least, like, 4 years ago. And I have met my friend Lewis. I've met my friend Chelsea.
Another shout out for Lewis. This is just going to get to his head.
I know. It really is. It really is. But yeah, like, and I think and my friend Chelsea, like, there's just like a handful of people that I've met like through that podcast that you just find. And a lot of times, like, so in our group, maybe we'll, if we remember, like, put like a, well, let's do like a, hey, where do you live? And that's a way to like find some local people. So there's definitely tons of like different community groups on Facebook. Just join them, be a creeper, like just follow around, like look, and then start getting involved in that. And then finding people that way. And then I know there's like the app called, I think it's called Meetup.
They have a Meetup app. Yeah, I've never done that. And they also have the, I think we've talked about this before, actually. They have
Bumble.
So Bumble is a dating app, but you can switch it from dating to friends and meet people through.
Yeah.
And I think there were people on the Facebook group that actually were shared, or was it Courtney? Somebody shared that.
I know we talked about it on Courtney's episode because I had met a girl through a friendship app four years ago. It's called Via or Voya.
Okay.
I don't remember. It starts with a V. I met a girl, and her and I, we never ended up meeting in person because our lives just like, were kind of crazy and it just never lined up. But we're social media friends. We talk on social media and like, so that's, it's like, so there's cool. Definitely that you just have to be willing to put yourself out there. Don't feel weird about going on the Bumble Friend app because anybody you meet also had to put themselves out there and go on the Bumble Friend app.
And I think another way that's easy to meet friends, that has been easy for me to make friends too, is workout classes. So workout classes, they benefit you in multiple ways. It sucks that they're expensive.
Yes, they are.
Which it is an investment. It's an investment in yourself though. But you're getting a great workout, which is good for you. Mm-hmm. It's a nice break from daily life. And, you know, you go to this class and you enjoy it. Depending on what kind of class. I did spin classes. So it was like a nightclub on a bike. It was so fun. And you meet a ton of people. Like, people will go get juice after or coffee or you become Instagram friends. And that is a great place to meet friends in your 30s as well. And then the other thing I was, I was like trying to think, like, how have I met friends other than that? And it reminded me of my sister. So my sister is big on like the outdoors and camping and hiking and stuff like that. So she follows a lot of like Facebook and Instagram accounts for that. And she actually went on a solo camping trip. Not solo. She went by herself. She didn't bring a friend that she knew to Utah a couple years ago and joined like this group of girls. I forgot who the Instagrammer was from, but she set up this camping trip. And so my sister like met a couple girls in the Instagram group and was like, okay, let's meet at the airport. We can split the car rental. We'll stop and get groceries and whatever. And she did that, ended up staying friends with a couple of the girls and has ended up going camping with them in Washington where she lives too. So I think like finding your, what are you interested in? Cause like as much as she loves camping, I love camping too. I would never, I don't know enough about camping. I'm not as good as her with it to go do that on my own. But I think like anything you're interested in, like invest in it, like find accounts for those things and find Facebook groups. And if you're interested in it, you'll meet other people that are interested in things that you're interested in and you'll get to do cool things too. And I think it's like you said, it's a matter of putting yourself out there. It's hard to do, but you're not going to meet friends.
It's just like dating.
Exactly. You're not going to meet friends if you don't put yourself out there.
And I think also like be willing to hang out with like your friends' friends. Like
exactly.
Don't feel like you're like you feel like you're on the outsides or something. Like
yes.
I can't tell you how many like I have a friend from college. Me and her like became really good friends. I introduced her to my group of high school friends and she's been a part of it like since then. And people like forget like, oh wait, Gus didn't even go to high school with us. Like we forget like people, I'm sure there's people who like see like group photos of us at like something and they're like, did that girl go to our high school? Like I don't really remember her. But it's like, be like, and same with you, your friend Kristen, like I've met her, I've hung out with her now. She's so fun. And like, be willing to like just,
it's so fun blending friend groups. Yes. Cause if you have like, I didn't go to high school in California or college in California. So I don't have like these lifelong friendships where it's just like, it's been the same group of girls. So I have like a friend here and a friend here and it's not the same group. So I'm like, to not blend that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like for me to be like, this is my friend and this is my friend and I do everything separate. It's like, no, like you want to like bring the people that you love like together and be like, hey, we're all friends. Like we all do stuff. So yeah, I think that's a good way too. And it's a lot easier. Like I remember being in like my early 20s, if that would happen and like it would turn into like a jealousy thing. Like, oh, you're like, if a friend introduced me to another friend, I became friends and we did, it was like a jealousy thing where I think now in your 30s, you're like, it's cool. Like everybody can be friends. Like why is that? That's not a jealous thing anymore. Like you want your friends to be friends with each
other. I think the only time like in my older life where I've got had like that jealousy is where it's like you're not hanging out with that friend anymore and you feel like they like act like they don't have time for your friendship yet you see them always like with engaging with another friendship. So that's when I think you like get that like, well, like what, but that's
what
like,
happened?
But, and then that's where it takes us kind of into the next part where it was like the making friends and then the maintaining friends.
Yes.
And it's like
effort
in which I feel like maintaining friendships as you got older. Cause I remember like in my early 20s, like after high school, early 20s, it was like, that's when people would really start getting into like serious relationships and you get so jealous because you're like, where you used to hang out with somebody almost every day and now they're like in a relationship and so they don't have the time.
And now
like,
you're on the outside.
And you don't understand it at that time. At that time, you're like,
I don't get it. Like, I miss you.
Exactly. And so now when I'm old, it's like you have to just be, well, first of all, if this person's like your friend, like it shouldn't be something you have to like go out of your way to like, but life gets out of like, it gets away from you. You get super busy. And I think like if there's somebody that like means something to you, you do have to like make that effort of just like getting on the calendar of like, and I know that's been like really hard for me. Like, well, COVID put like a really like damper on things. So it was really easy to just kind of like not talk to people and stuff. And then there was just like disagree, a lot of just things like when you were on different pages with people, I felt like I just had a lot of division in some of my friendships over the last year. And then there was the ones that were easier to get through. And then there's ones that, like, kind of I have, like, a friend who I've been friends with for over 25 years. And her and I don't talk anymore.
That's
and
it's so like, hard.
And it sucks.
It's so hard.
And it, so it's, like, I don't know. I don't really have the golden answer to maintaining friendships.
Well, I think you said it. I think it's putting in effort. Friendships take effort, and it can't be effort just from one side. So if you're constantly the friend that's like, hey, how are you? And you're always having to be the one that's like, oh, we haven't talked in 2 weeks, so let me reach out. But that person's never doing their part to do that. That's hard too. And that will push you away from a friendship. It's like, man, why is it always me that has to be like the one to keep this friendship going?
And that's
how I feel
like. And that's where like it was kind of as we were like, because we had a big, big fight last summer and we hadn't talked. And then it was like, but I kept like trying to reach out. I miss you. I love you kind of thing. And then like, I'd get like kind of those short answers, but I've been the one to reach out like every single time. And so it's just been, it's kind of like, I finally, after my last, I was like, you know what? Like, I have made it clear. I still want to be friends with you. I have made it clear. Like,
it's just going to take some effort on your part.
But if you're not going to, if it's not that important to you, then you'll come to me when you're ready and we'll see. Like at that time, but it's like,
there's nothing worse than a friendship than feeling like you're the only one that cares.
Yeah. It's just like another relationship. Like if you're in any relationship, Exactly. Yeah. Like if you feel like you're like not getting the 50-50 vibe.
Exactly.
It just, it becomes draining. It becomes exhausting. And it's just like, you're like, what? If and I just feel shitty every time I like I'm reaching out and then I get sad about it, like,
then that's not healthy. Not, yeah.
Nope. So I've just like been like, okay, I've done what I can, and
that's all you can do.
That's all I can do. But I mean, cause yeah, I had, so my group of girlfriends from high school, there's like 9 of us. And I mean, we all stayed super close through like, I would say until around the time we got we were around 30, but like as everyone started having kids and things like that, and we've all just become different people. Right. Like, and so, like, it was really nice, like, having that large group of friends for, like, a long time. But I just feel like in the last, like, 5 years, like, we've really just, like, we've pretty much kind of, like, gone our separate ways. And, like, obviously, I still have, like, my friends in the group. Because there's, like, when you have a group that large, like, there's obviously the girls you, like, are closer with than others. So there's this small handful of the girls that I'm, like, still, that I still talk to regularly and stuff. But it's just, I feel like in our 30s, we change. So I think that's okay.
Yes.
I think we all have different priorities because of marriages and kids and careers and things like that. And our interests change. And at first it was like, oh my, because we were like, we would like make it adamant. Like we had one outing a month and things like that. And I was like, but then it became a chore where it was like,
too much pressure.
Where I was like, this is too much. And I'm the planner and I hate having to be the person that makes sure everybody always got together and stuff.
Exactly.
This is too much. I can't.
And I think it's hard to friends that you've been friends with that long, because I do have friends that I've been friends with for a really long time that, you know, live in Washington. So to be friends from other states, it's a lot of effort you have to put in.
Yeah.
Social media makes it so easy, but it's also hard too, because I had so much fun, you know, being a teenager with certain friendships and even staying in touch, like when I would go home in my 20s. And I'm like, it goes back to what you were saying about like everybody changes, and sometimes you outgrow people. Like sometimes you change and you're not like a complete party girl anymore or whatever. We're like, and that person hasn't changed, and they still get tanked at bars every Saturday night. And just, and I know it's very clear that I like to indulge in cocktails, but you won't find me getting tanked every single, at a dive bar every single week, you know? So it's like, there's things in friendships that you just outgrow too. And you're like, I love you. Like, I'd love to catch up with you for dinner or something, but like, no, I'm not. Like, we've clearly like outgrown each other, which is hard too. But I think it is interesting to see like, friendships in, like, I had so many friends when I was, like, in high school and was a teenager and was a very, like, girl's girl in high school. And then in my 20s, I was with Joey, and I had, so I got with Joey, like, pretty shortly after moving to California. So I didn't even have that many of my own friends yet. I knew one person that lived here. I was in high school, so I had a handful of people that I hung out with. I only went to the high school for a year. There's only so many friends you can make your senior year of high school when friendships have been established.
Exactly. By senior year, like, everybody's got their crews. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And so it was like, I kind of like invested in Joey's life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like my friends were Joey's friends and like their girlfriends. And so a lot of my friends in my 20s were like, I consider them, a lot of them my friends still, but like they were like Joey's friends. So through the divorce, some of them like, I don't hear from anymore. Some of them I do. But it's just, like, my life, like, looking back on my 20s, it feels like I invested, like, everything into his life, even though it, like, became my life. Mm-hmm. But, like, I didn't have, like, how I was as a teenager. Like, I didn't have, like, those close, like, girl friendships. So then in my 30s, like, with starting, like, the WW thing and, like, having a lot of, like, those strong, like, girl friendships again, like, it just felt so good. Like, that was, like, something that was missing from my 20s.
Yeah.
So it's crazy just how it goes, too. It's not like your entire life you are the way you are or whatever. You go through seasons where it's, like, easier and harder. And I just think with this, it's easy to remember, like, you're not the only one that's looking for friendships.
No.
We are all looking for friendships. Yeah. Like, you know, like, you're not the only one that feels this way. And being in the Facebook group and the fact that people are asking these questions, like, you're not the only one. So put yourself out there, and somebody else is going to be glad you did because you could make a really good friendship by doing that.
Yeah, I had one of my biggest struggles I had was after I got divorced was we had like a best friend couple that we did everything with constantly. And when we, her and I worked together, that's how we had met.
Okay.
And her and I became like super close, super fast. And then Brad and her husband or boyfriend at the time, like, happened to be like just click too. So us four, like, I mean, we went out to dinner at least once or twice a week together. Like, we were all together all the time. Trips, that whole thing. And then they just slowly pulled away from me over like the course of like 6 months until like, cause I left that job right after I got divorced. So once I left the job, especially, you didn't
see each other as much.
Exactly. And it was just,
that's so hard.
And they basically, and then I would see on social media, they were like out like with Brad and his new, like,
and his wife or his new girlfriend at the time.
And I was just, and it was when I know that they're not like respond, like when they're not talking to me anymore.
You're like, what do they do?
I was like, Brad was the asshole and you guys are like choosing him. Like, I felt like they were absolutely like
picking sides when they didn't. You don't need to do that.
And it was really, really hard. Like, I struggled with the loss of that friendship for a very long time. And her and I just started like kind of talking again. Like, she moved back out to Orange County during COVID. And she had like texted me to ask me about something. Like, she was like, I know we haven't talked in a long time, but I need to really like ask for your advice about something. So she had reached out to me. So her and I do text now here and there. We're going to get together. We haven't, but, that was really hard. And it's like, if we did see each other, like, I don't see our friendship like ever getting back to where it was. But I had a hard time like getting over that.
It's funny you say that, because friendships are like, it's another type of relationship. It's not a love interest relationship, but I mean, people outgrow each other in friendships too. And it's not to say that just because you've known somebody your whole life that you're going to stay friends forever. Like, you can outgrow friendships. And when you do, it feels like a breakup.
Uh-huh.
I've gone through many like letting go of friendships, but like the older you get, the less drama it is when you let go of a friendship. Yeah. It's just like, I've kind of outgrown you and you kind of grow apart or whatever. But like in my teenager years, in my early 20s, like I had one friendship where we were like inseparable and we were not friends anymore. And that felt like a breakup to me.
I had one like that too.
It was hard. It's crazy. And it's like, it sounds so weird to say that, but I'm like to have a best friend and then to like not be friends with that person anymore when you've been like inseparable, you do everything together. Yeah. Like, it feels like a breakup, and friendships are another kind of relationship, and you may not be friends forever. Like, that's the goal, I think. And you can get vibes from people too. If you have a friend where you're like, oh, like this is a red flag or this bugs me or whatever, they're dramatic and I'm not, you know, there's a chance that like those things can happen, but it is hard to let go of friendships or.
Please don't leave me, Steph.
I'll never leave you, Laura. Oh my God, can you imagine our breakup? We're on social media.
But yeah, I had the same thing. I had a friend, like my friend Paul, him and I were, when I say we were inseparable for a good 2 years, I mean like every day inseparable. Like, and he worked at Starbucks. So like, even when he was like, I'd go like do homework at his Starbucks. Aww. Like, him and I were, like, BFFs. And when our friendship, like, stopped, it was, like...
hard.
Oh, it was, like, I don't even know what to do with my life. Because I had, like... And I'm sure I had pulled away from other friendships because him and I were just together constantly. And it was just, like, I didn't know what to do with myself. So... it's just hard. Yeah, I've rekindled other friendships. Some you just, like, eventually you just mourn the loss of that and you grieve through it and get through it. But
yeah, I think I'm at a place right now where, like, I'm open to, like, any friendship. Like, yeah. I have, like, the door is open. It's not like it's closed. And I'm, like, welcoming to new friendships. And obviously you really, really click with some people. And some people you're like, I'm cool meeting you for coffee or something. But, like, it's not as much of a click thing. But
yeah.
But I don't have, like, a million friends right now. I have, like, really, really, really close friends. And I have friendships that are, like, not drama at all.
Yeah.
There's no drama. It's all, like, positive, like, supporting each other and being there for each other and good conversations. And they're not friendships where you sit around and you talk shit about other people. Yeah. And they're just, like, healthy, drama-free, like, friendships. And that's also a really important place to be. Like, when your friendships are those kind of friendships and it's not like, let's get together and talk shit about the people that aren't in the room, or let's get together and, or we're going to have drama over text all week and I'm going to stop talking to you. Like, not having those friendships is like, oh my God, it's such a good feeling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you have anything else on the friendship topic?
Probably a ton.
But I know. I feel like I just can get so repetitive. But I know it's not easy. And it sucks when you feel like you're in a place where you're like... because I know I was kind of in that place a couple years. Like, if you asked me even like a year ago, I was like... I was feeling very alone a year ago. I was feeling very like two of my like closest friends, I was feeling very distant from. And like... I went through, like, and then with COVID on top of that, like, I went through some serious depression. I was crying every day, like, aww. In the beginning of COVID, like, it just felt, like, really shitty. And that was I know, for a lot of people, but when you just felt like you were already feeling alone, just not seeing people, and then feeling on top of that, like, my relationships, like, kind of, like, slowly pushing away from me, it was a shitty feeling. And, that's why I'm so, so thankful that you and I, like,
I know,
kind of became like really close in that last year. And
it's been,
we finally came back to California and now we just see each other constantly. All the time.
Yeah. We are very lucky to have the friendship that we do.
Yeah. I'm very, very thankful for Instagram and the Weight Watcher community for bringing us together.
Bringing us together.
You are my flavor of the week.
You are my flavor of the week.
With that, let's introduce our flavor of the week.
Flavor of the week.
All right.
Do we need to keep doing that?
That would be really sad if you didn't. Until somebody writes us a jingle,
they're like, Stephanie hurts my ears. Please tell her to stop.
What's your flavor of the week, Steph?
Oh my gosh. My flavor of the week is going to age me a bit, but is it weird that my flavor of the week is a water pick?
I want one so bad, but not enough where I ever spend the money to get one.
No, it's best investment ever. So I don't ever... okay, I'm lucky I have like... because teeth are like genetic, right? Like
I think so, yeah. If you're...
like my mom is 65 and has never had a cavity. My dad...
shut up.
Horrible teeth, yes. So I got my mom's teeth where I've never had a cavity.
You've never had a cavity, no. Steph?
And my sister got my dad's teeth.
Like, okay, so Annie always brags that she's never had a cavity, and it's so annoying.
No cavity,
and now you don't have any.
My dentist, like, brags about me every time I go in. I walk in, I, like, strut into the dentist. Like, I have, like, a red carpet or something, because he always makes a big deal about it. Like, whoever the, like, hygienist is, he's always like, this is Stephanie. She's never had a cavity. Like... I feel like a famous person at the dentist. I've had a couple root canals.
Like, yeah.
That's how my sister is. She's had like gum grafts and stuff. I'm like, God. So I've gotten really lucky with my teeth, but I'm also like lazy with my teeth. Like I brush my teeth, but I don't like floss every day. Yeah. Like I basically am like, oh shit, I have a dentist appointment tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gotta floss. So, but something of, like when I was in Washington for the holidays and then coming back to California, I was like, I really wanted to work on my habits in the beginning of the year. So I was like, I want to work out. I want to walk every day. I want to take care of my teeth. So I was like, my parents swear by the Waterpik. So I bought like an electric toothbrush and a Waterpik. And I'm like, I'm going to take really good care of my teeth. I wanted a skincare routine. So like all these like routine habit things I was starting in the beginning of the year. And a Waterpik was one of them.
How are all of those going?
So some of them have fallen off.
But the Waterpik is strong. The Waterpik is not.
And my skincare fell off. Like, I'm so lazy at night sometimes. I'm like, the most I'll do is like a makeup wipe. Yeah. But I have this past week, I've been trying to get back into like the exercise parts of it. No, but everything else I've really been trying to pick up again. Yeah. And I'm like, they don't take long. No, like, if something takes you under 5 minutes, like, why are you not doing it? Like, that's like how I feel with my bed. Every morning I get out of bed and I'm like, making my bed feels like it's going to take so long. And
it takes 2 seconds.
It takes 2 seconds. Yeah. So like this past week, I was just like, it's the first thing I do before I log into work, before I make my coffee, I make my bed. Because then when I come back with my coffee, I'm like, oh my God, my room just looks so... So same
thing. Jeff and I have a bit. That's like the one thing we've been like since living together. It was always like... Make the bed every day because it just feels so much better.
It feels so much better. And so back to the Waterpik.
Yeah, we're getting off
topic. It's basically like flossing, but they say it's better. It hurts less. So sometimes flossing can like hurt.
Oh yeah. My dentist always said like Waterpik over anything. Like they swear by them.
Amazing. Like I love my Waterpik.
I remember when you got yours and I remember saying I was going to. So I really need you to send me your exact one because then I can link it in the details. But also because I think I want to buy it because the one they've recommended and I've seen people recommend. They all range from like $75 to like $125. And I think you paid like $30.
I think I paid $30, like between $30 and $40 for mine. So it wasn't like an Oral-B brand or whatever. It was like, but it was rated super, super well on Amazon. And it was funny because there was this guy that my sister was dating at the time. And he had like made fun of me when I posted it on social media. Like he was like, way to go with the knockoff. And I'm like, oh, this is like the best one.
Was he a dentist?
No, he was just being a douchebag. Oh. But I was like, I was like so defensive over like my Amazon $30 Waterpik or whatever it was. But I swear, using it, like my teeth just like you look at your teeth after using it and you're like, oh my God, they look so good.
All right, I'm buying one after we're done recording. Seriously, send me your link. I will buy it. And because I've been telling myself I'm going to get one for like 2 years. Because I hate flossing. Flossing sucks.
No, it feels so good. You're going to love it.
Okay. Is a Waterpik something you can share? Like, can Jeff and I use a Waterpik?
I think so. Like, you could probably buy, like, a separate
head. Because
it comes
something?
With, like, a set of, like, all these different little, like, tool things to plug in it and get, I guess, they get different areas. I use the same one all the time. So you could either just say, this is yours and this is mine. And that's the one you use. Or you could probably buy another set of just those.
The little... attachments.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get one.
I'm excited for you.
Ugh, I have to go to the dentist this week anyway. So I need to get it
tell
now.
Tell your dentist ahead of time. You're like, I'm getting a Waterpik, okay?
All right. My flavor of the week is a bramble cocktail.
Ooh.
So there's a local, like I think it's a SoCal place. I think it started in like San Diego, but there's like a few of them like around. It's called Crack Shack.
You took me there so good. A few months ago.
It's like a chicken sandwich place. It's like amazing. And the first time I ever had this cocktail was there. It's so a bramble is gin, lemon juice, simple syrup, and it's called like creme de mire or something, which we couldn't find anywhere. So when I Googled it, you can also use Chambord, which is a raspberry blackberry.
Yum.
And we happened to like stumble. We were watching like... We like to watch bartender YouTube videos.
Love it.
And like a week or so ago, we were watching one and he made a bramble. And I was like, oh my God, we have all of these things except the creme de mire. So we went to BevMo this week or last weekend and we bought some of the Chambord. And Jeff made me one and it was so good. It's so refreshing.
It sounds good.
And so yeah, that's my flavor of the week. A bramble cocktail.
And she already said she's making me one today. Yeah, so I'm excited.
Well, I'm going to make Jeff make it. I'm not making it. So Jeff's going to make us a bramble cocktail. And we're going to go lay by the pool.
So and by the way, are we using the ice in our cocktail?
Oh yeah. The nugget ice. Because if you're wondering, we still haven't sent it back yet.
But you're loving it.
I do love it.
That's the latest status of the ice saga.
Yes.
I'm excited to try this cocktail today.
And while we're talking cocktails and flavors of the week, I bought that tonic water that was your flavor of the week
a couple
weeks ago.
What did you think?
The Fever Tree Tonic. It's so good.
You can tell the difference.
And I love that it's in the small can. So, like,
you have one and it's
you have
a
fresh one every time. So, it's never flat.
Yes.
So, you pay a little bit more for it, but
it's worth it taste wise.
Totally worth it. So, the Fever Tree Tonic.
I'm so glad you liked it.
I tried it. It was delicious.
Which, by the way, thank you for telling me that you tried it because we love when you guys tell us that you've tried our flavor of the week.
It is fun. Yeah.
It is so fun to be like, I think it was Jenny messaged me and she's like, I tried your bronzer. Like, I loved it. I was like, oh my God. Like, it's so cool. Like, if you try like one of the drinks we talk about or you products we talk about or something, it's just fun to be like, like people actually like trust us and like listen to us. Like, and then if you try it and hate it, like let us know too. we're curious either way.
Exactly. But anyways, well, thank you guys for joining us for this episode. Reminder, come join our Facebook group. We've been getting new people every week, and so it's so fun. Just search Club Wine Over Matter, request to join. Links to all of our socials, including links to our flavor of the weeks, can always be found in the details of the episode. For those of you who listen on Apple or have iTunes, thank you guys for your patience. I think all of our Apple issues are finally,
fingers crossed,
getting solved. If you're still having issues seeing new episodes, search for our podcast before you unsubscribe. If it pops up, then go unsubscribe to our podcast, search, resubscribe to it. That fixed the problem for me. Hoping that's not something that has to be done constantly. But if you are still having issues, like, honestly, send us a message on Instagram or in the Facebook group, and I will help walk you through it. Because I've been helping some people, and Apple's being like, they take forever between responding to me. It's super frustrating. Anyways, but yeah, so if you're still having issues, message us. I will try to help because I want it to be not a chore for you to have to listen to our podcast.
Exactly.
So sorry for everyone that's having issues.
Thanks for bearing with us.
And don't let that affect your 5-star review. So yeah, if you haven't reviewed us, please do if you can find it on the Apple app, because the new Apple app sucks. But anyways, yeah, give us a follow on Instagram at Wine Over Matter. You can also follow me, Laura, at Crunches Before Brunches, and Steph at Authentically Steph.
Thanks again, and we will see you at the same time next week with a glass in hand. Cheers!